Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery online at portagebaycafe.com.
It is a wonderful pleasure for all of us to be here on this Halloween afternoon for the Marina Albero Quintet. Marina Albero came here from Barcelona just a couple of years ago and has really taken the jazz scene by storm in the Seattle area, so we're just delighted to have her here today. With his great quintet, Evan Flory Barnes on bass, Devon Lewis on drums, Hans Teuber on sax and clarinet, I saw a clarinet, and the man with all the toys, Mr. Jeff Bush on percussion. Please welcome Marina Albero Quintet.
Thank you.
Oh my, that was absolutely gorgeous. What do you call that?
I call that the sweetness of the edge.
Oh my. A lot of Spanish influence in there and the addition of some wonderful percussion.
Thank you.
Your compositions are amazing.
Thank you. That's been composed here in Seattle already.
Oh my. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been here, what, two years?
2 years, yeah.
From Barcelona, you moved here. And what brought you to Seattle specifically?
I have a close and beautiful relationship with the city. I came here when I was 12, the first time, playing music with my family. We were getting putting together a show for Barcelona Olympic Games in 1992. That's when I came. And, well, I have a very good friendship with some people since there. I've been coming back and forth. And then there's something musical that really ties me with Seattle, which is the Hammered Dulcimer. I found it here in Seattle when I was 12. And I kept playing this instrument since then, till these days. And so I had to come and buy a bigger one and, you know, these things. And that's like the perfect place for me as a Hammered Dulcimer player. My Hammered Dulcimers are made by Dusty Strings. And so I have like my doctor here. It's awesome, my personal Emerald Alzheimer doctors in town. And that's why when I was thinking moving to U.S., and usually people in Barcelona would say, oh, you go to New York or, you know, Chicago or whatever. And I was like, well, nope. I'd rather being in a quiet place, but also actively culturally speaking and musically speaking. And I knew a little bit about Seattle, but I didn't know that much. So to me, being 2 years after I landed here, being here with such an awesome band with, I would say, probably some of the best musicians, not only in town for me, but in general, it's I'm really, really humble, honored. It's awesome. Sorry for my extension on the question, on my reply, my answer, but to me, it's really special having Hans Teuber here.
Yes.
If you want to talk to him a little bit, I'm super happy to share a microphone because he was the first one, actually, I played with when I started at Teatro Zinzani 2 years ago. And he's been the one, to me, giving me room to grow and play every night and making lots of mistakes. And he would say, try again, and he would make more and more room for me. And so it's really important when you are starting from scratch and you come from another country, having somebody who supports you and kind of holds you.
Yes.
And to me that was, and is still Hans Teuber, so I'm really happy to have him as a close friend and I would say mentor for me. Probably he doesn't like that, but I don't care. It's about me. And we are neighbors now. So, so having my quartet, which is Devon, Louis, Jeff Bush, Evan Florey-Warrens, plus the one and only Hans Teuber today, to me it's really significant.
That's wonderful.
That's Seattle for
me. You mentioned being here with your family when you were 12. Now your family had a band, right? I mean, they were...
Yeah.
And traveled a lot?
Yes, we did. Actually, my mom is now, she's now here in Seattle visiting, so she, kiss for mom. she's an awesome musician. She was the first teaching, we are six siblings, so everybody has to play, and she was the one, you know, teaching and making the band bigger and bigger. And I was like that, I'm the oldest, so I was like helping mom all the time. I was part really important in the band. Somebody could be missing, not me.
Right.
So that made this, my father, my mother, and I were like the big cell, the core in the band. And then, you know, more or less people didn't matter that much.
So what kind of shows did you do?
We did lots of street shows. So in Catalonia, that's the northern region in Spain, Barcelona and all the surroundings. So we used to have, actually in Spain and in the Mediterranean coast, big, loud street bands with all double reed instruments.
Oh, my.
So that's how I started playing music. And then we had more concerts, early music. We would put together a beautiful production on the Camino de Santiago, on the route in the north of Spain, like medieval markets when nobody did medieval markets before in Spain. And we did a big, beautiful show, all in costumes and awesome, with beautiful artists, street theater, and my dad and my mom would be the hall producers and also the musicians. So it's been always touring and putting together shows and always trying to play on the streets so we could reach to everybody. Mm-hmm. But always somebody would pay for it. It's not like busking or just doing, I mean, putting together shows and telling to the town hall, hey, you should do it. Open space and for everybody. Mm-hmm. And it was really important back there in Spain because we came out from a dictator and we really needed something to happen on the streets, which have been kind of too quiet for too long.
Right. And there was still a jazz influence in your home, too. Your parents loved jazz,
of course.
Right?
Well, my father, he was more of a songwriter, but he would be always being a producer. So in the 70s, he would produce progressive jazz, fusion rock bands when he was 19, 20 years old, because he was already a big name there back there, playing guitar and singing and composing. So he would be he would have a beautiful duo with that awesome piano player in Barcelona called Tete Montoliu, the one and only we had at that time when the dictator, when Franco was alive. So he was always really involved in the whole jazz and folk music community, actively not only playing but producing. And so, yeah, every single musician over 45, 50 years knows my father. He was a really enthusiastic person. Mm-hmm. And so I've been always kind of a freelance, playing early music and jazz, but always connected to many, many different sorts of music.
Great. Let's hear another tune from you.
Let's do it.
All right.
Actually, it's really funny because we are going to play my father's composition now.
Okay.
He composed that, we're talking about 70s, before I was born. It's called Recerca, which means research. And yeah, Hans Teuber, Devon Lewis, Jeff Bush, Evan Flory Barnes. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Marina Albero Quintet on the new 88.5 KNKX, our studio session for a Halloween afternoon. Thank you so much for that, the Afro-Cuban thing. Tell me about your time in Cuba.
Yeah, that was awesome. I was just 15 when I got there, and that's a big part of it. I went there to finish my classical piano degree, mm-hmm. and so I wasn't really thinking about learning Cuban music. I do love dancing. I think almost more than playing music. Because I don't get paid and I could go every night just to dance. I play every day anyway. So what I did is, dancing every night with my friends and going to every single concert, every single little party with a tumbadora and spoon. We would have enough to dance and dance. And that's how I learned, just through my pores. It came, So I never went to a Cuban music lesson. I was just hanging out with my friends. And
in Cuba, music is everywhere. Everywhere.
Especially if you are a musician. Yeah, it's easy to find. Yeah, it's. And then we put together a band in 1996 when I was almost 17, and with Barbarito Torres, and he's such an awesome musician. I had the opportunity. So I never went to a lesson, but I was hanging out with Pancho Matt in Cuba, and then Barbarito Torres in my at home. My parents put together this 15 or 16 piece band, and we tour all around Catalonia. So funny. And Barbarito Torres taught me a lot. I mean, playing traditional Cuban music with him, it's like going to a university or something, exactly. And having a degree.
Well, let's go back to family now. Your children are grown now, right?
Yeah.
And they're musicians as well?
Well, yeah. I always say I wanted them to speak my modern languages, which are Catalan, Spanish, and music. And so that's what I did with them. I started just teaching them, or playing more than teaching, just sharing music with them, until my daughter said, I really want to know about it. I want to go. I need more music the whole day. It's not enough. So they went to a beautiful public school in Barcelona where you can learn and have a degree while you are in elementary, middle, and high school. And so both have beautiful classical training. Then we got here, and my daughter, she's now a senior at high school. I'm super proud. 2 years here, she's into Running Star. She's applying for colleges. She's writing songs. Her name is Serena Dominguez, and she's been already headlining at Tula's. She's doing really beautiful things. So please, check her out. She's awesome, and she's in town. I think she's going to do something in November with Tim Carey at the Stoneway Cafe. So just, Facebook, these things. Please support young musicians.
Yes. Definitely. Okay, so this is the quintet, but you also work as a duo, trio, however,
I call it MAP, Marina Albero Project, so it can fit. And it's usually, I was thinking, how can you put together a band? It's nothing you can really plan on it. So what happens with this band to me is that I really feel that we share something organic, and we don't really need so much rehearse, but we do need sharing things. So that's music and me. It's more about life than about rehearsing or working. It's more about experiencing.
The joy that all of you share when the music is happening is really obvious, and it's wonderful to see.
Wow.
It really is. So, okay. How about one more tune?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Robin. Which one is the last one? Oh, yeah. That's my latest one, called I Thought I Knew. And obviously, I still don't. Thank you. you.
Marina Albero Quintet. Marina at the piano. Evan Flory Barnes on the bass.
Yeah.
Devon Lewis on drums. Hans Teuber on saxophone. Jeff Bush on percussion. Thank you all so much for being
Thank
here.
Thank you, Robin.
Any gigs coming up soon that you want?
I'm playing tonight at Tula. It's not my gig, but it's a really cool thing. It's Adriana Giordano.
Right.
First time
right.
at Tula's. We'll be in Olympia with this quartet. If you want to come, and you're invited. What's the name of the venue in Olympia?
It's the Rhythm and Rye.
Rhythm and Rye. November 21st.
Monday the 21st.
Okay.
And, well, we are going to do a new recording in January. So yes. Please visit my website because soon I'll need, join my newsletter. I'll need all of your support to Great. Make this happen. So thanks so much, Robin.
Thanks for coming here, all of you. And to our listeners, if you like your jazz mixed with Spanish and Afro-Cuban and Brazilian rhythms, Jazz Caliente, Thursday afternoons at 2 during Midday Jazz for 15 minutes. And coming up on Saturday the 5th, the debut of Jazz Caliente, hour-long show, 5 p.m. Saturdays. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
Great.
And we'll see if we can get some of your music
of
on there as well.
Thank you so all much, right. Robin. Big pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to our Leadership Circle members and all of the KNKX supporters, because it's your support that makes these studio sessions happen. Thanks to Michael Good from Vibe Vision Video, Street Bean Espresso for the coffee, and our studio session sponsors, Portage Bay Cafe.